is the first LGBTIQ podcast with the Mike Damon.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hello and welcome again to No Strings Podcast, Nigeria's first and only LGBT podcast. And I am Mike Damon, your weekly host. On this week's episode, we are going to be talking about some of the many pressing issues that are negatively affecting LGBT persons in Nigeria. I'm sure a whole lot of us will agree without blinking that the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act signed into law has been a major issue and of a greater concern to people who identify as either lesbian, gay, bisexual, or even trans in the country. Many are saying that the law protects LGBT persons as it puts them into hiding, while others are saying that the law is really not about marriage and there is nothing protective about it at all, and that in fact it affects just everyone in some ways. Also, included in this conversation, we'll look at the deeper implications of this law and why everyone should be concerned. Okay, I will take some quick time out now to play some messages. I'll be back shortly.
No Strings
is proudly
supported by
KSA Radio, South Africa's premier LGBT radio station.
Join us on there every Wednesday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Visit ksaradio.co.za.
Are you in Nigeria and afraid to test for HIV? Or are you HIV positive and confused and depressed? HIV is not a death sentence. You can't get help now. Call the Initiative for Equal Rights on its 24-hour toll-free line without paying a dime using the number 0800-225-84377 or visit the website www.theinitiativeforequalrights.org for more information on free HIV testing and counseling and even referral. Call now. Talk freely.
This is a message from NoStringsNG.com.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings. Yes, for this week, we're going to be discussing problems with Nigeria's anti-same-sex marriage law. And we're going to do this with Nana Igbo, a Nigerian activist and storyteller. We have specifically chosen to have this conversation with Nana, not just because of his passion for human rights, but his extensive background knowledge in Nigerian law. Okay, now let's move on with the conversation. Nana, can you tell us about yourself?
I'm an African storyteller and a Nigerian lawyer. I'm presently pursuing a master's degree in human rights and democratization in Africa at the Center for Human Rights, University of Pretoria, South Africa.
Okay, brilliant. There seems to be some progress across other African countries when it comes to the fight for LGBT rights, talking about countries like Mozambique, Uganda, Kenya, and of course South Africa, which we can't consider right now to be at the center of progress, even with the strong resistance and opposition experienced, you know, from the government and religious leaders and the general population of conservatives in these different countries, who of course seem to think that homosexuality is bad or wrong. Now, looking at all these countries and bringing Nigeria to the picture, will you say that we have been relatively quiet? Because some people are beginning to think this way, especially when one looks at recent quarrying. This weekend examined by evidently taking into account the increase in arrest and the random killings of gay people. Now, if this is true, then what are the necessary things needed to be done in this battle for true equality and respect for human rights in Nigeria?
Nigeria is a homophobic society, but so are other societies in the world. The heat of discrimination and human rights violation has always been part of the human story. However, the nature of the human rights struggle for LGBTI rights has been a function of the times, the circumstances, the strength and resources of the people who understand and are visibly a part of the struggle. Nigerian LGBTI activists are responding accurately to what's happening, because I don't just see court cases, I see storytelling, I see conversations, I see capacity building, I see engagement in society and with the world at large. And if this doesn't solve the problem, I don't know what is or what will. But the intensity with which this is done needs to be increased, because capacity of homophobia is equally increasing. There are now more brutal killings. There are now more arrests. We need, as a community, more visibility and more voices and more faces to the struggle, because we know that one person or one stick can be broken, but a bunch of sticks cannot be broken. If we don't stand together, homophobia will rage on all of us like hurricanes until it gets to the doorsteps of each and every homosexual and bisexual transgender in Nigeria. Most importantly, we need to prepare our society for inclusion, because repealing the law doesn't solve problems. We look at places like South Africa, Mozambique, that have successfully decriminalized homosexuality, but homophobia still rages there. If Nigeria can do this, repeal the law, thank God. But before we get there, we need to repel ourselves, our hearts, the hearts of our friends and our families, to accept us for who we are, for how we are.
So true. Yeah, really, we need one voice, more faces. Thanks, Anenna, for that. Now, this is another serious major issue. Some people argue or have continued to say that homosexuality is an African, and so therefore homosexuals do not have a place in Nigeria, being an African country. And this, I believe, is one of the many key reasons why the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act was put in place, you know, as a way of purging out all evil on African practices. Now, what can you say to people who reason this way, and is homosexuality truly an African as claimed by many?
What is African or not, it's not a function of what people say or do not say, but a progressive study of history's facts and today's realities. Africa is not one homogeneous group of people. We are an extremely and widely diverse continent with almost no solid similarity running across all people. For instance, we were taught in Nigerian school to say, "I am African, I am black and proud." Today, that is completely inaccurate, because there are white Africans and colored Africans. We don't all have kinky black hair or skin the color of chocolate. We don't all speak like Nelson Mandela or write like Wallace Shenker. If homosexuality, as natural as it is, didn't have African roots, then it would have died a long time ago from malnutrition. Homosexuality is part of our diversity as a people, and so is bisexuality and being transgender and gender nonconformist. As diverse and as important and relevant to our lives and existence as our hair, which could be straight, kinky, curly, or our skin color, black, brown, white, and other in between. Or our customs, our fates and destinies as a people. And no amount of policing can contend with this or combat it.
Thank you, Nana, for clearing us up on that. Now, some have observed that the Anti-Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act criminalizes human rights in a way, and it is truly not about marriage. If you have the same opinion, then can you tell us how exactly does it do this, and how are LGBT rights and human rights connected, and why should the general Nigerian public, you know, be gravely concerned with the current Anti-Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act?
The anti-gay law criminalizes all forms of same-sex existence, coexistence, and support. That the fact that the whole text of that law is unconstitutional and undemocratic is an argument. However, the most troubling part of it for me is section 4 of the act. Now, this section prohibits the registration of gay clubs, societies, and organizations, and all forms of support for them. And then we know that as the population of Nigeria increases from year to year, the capacity to cater for its population should also increase. The law, section 4 of the law, means that hospitals, HIV testing and treatment centers, support groups, and churches cannot increase capacity, or new ones cannot rise up to cater for sexual minority needs. This even means that there can't be financial assistance or physical presence and liberty in schools. It is bad enough that the HIV and sex education we receive in our schools and churches, if any, are so hypocritical, heteronormative, homophobic, and drenched in patriarchy. But now, any prospects for improvement has also been criminalized by this law. It means that more of our children will fall prey to diseases like such as HIV and STDs, and depression and death, and the veil of silence, not just because of ignorance, but fear of reaching out for help, or even accepting help when help finds them. The act also criminalizes the public show of same-sex amorous relationships. If it means anything at all, then what are the police and holy mob members doing in the bedrooms and private lives of tax-based citizens of Nigeria? How exactly does private and discreet sexual gratification contend with the security situation in our neighborhoods or lack of employment? The sexual minority spectrum is a growing one that now comprises of more individuals and groups than it did 10 or 20 years ago. Yes, human rights includes sexual minority rights because sexual minorities are individuals and as human, as a member of society, Nigerians should be very wary of this law because it's not just a distraction from present state issues, it is also a waste of our time and human resources. It's a waste and destruction of our lives. We kill our children and make them flee abroad, carrying all the blessings that God put in them for our good. We play God on the things that don't stand in our way. And then when it becomes the time for us to stand up and fight and speak up, we become defenseless. The law is destroying us, period.
Nigeria's Anti-Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act is destroying us, Nigerians. Okay, now, can you tell us, you know, what are the actual implications of this law, and do you think that it is doing the society any good? I'm asking these questions because some people are still claiming or saying that this law actually does protect homosexuals from harm, as it keeps them in hiding. I mean, is this right? I mean, forcing people to hide the trueness of who they are, and how does this, you know, violate the rights of individuals?
There is nothing protective about oppression and human rights violation. Besides, true nature never really hides. People are still going to get killed and arrested because of their suspected sexuality. The Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act and homophobia and discrimination does not hide or protect anyone, but exposes the whole society to the hate and frustration that rose amongst us as a people. The only protection we need is attending to this fear and hate through the right channels and directing our energy at the real problems. Sexual minorities are not and have never been a Nigerian problem. But we think that they are now. It's quite unfortunate.
Sexual minorities do not pose any problem or threat to the Nigerian society. Okay, and finally, in overall, so what's your own personal opinion on homosexuality, and do you think that people should be afraid of homosexuals, you know, especially here in Nigeria, you know, where people believe that homosexuals are either demon possessed or they're just people with bad habits? And in your experience, do you think a homosexual person, you know, can change or alter his or her sexual orientation?
A few years back, I read a book, Conduct Unbecoming, by Randy Shields, where he argued that if the head of every homosexual should turn blue, there would almost be no blank spot left on earth. What he meant by homosexual was a man or woman who considers or is actually drawn to a person of the same sex for whatever reason.
Okay.
Homosexuality is simply same-sex connection. I believe that whether or not this attraction becomes sexual does not add to or deny it. Everyone on earth connects with people and groups of the same sex every day. And as such, there's a valid argument that we are all homosexuals. However, homosexuality as a sexual orientation is a divine gift. It's a proof that our God is too clever to be put in a heteronormative box. It's a gift spread across the human race, regardless of color and sex and age and all other traits of uniqueness. Now, if your knowledge of your sister's homosexuality would make you love her any less or even flee from her, then you need to have yourself checked out. There is substantial sexual minority presence in Nigeria, though still very invisible. They could be anyone, anywhere. In fact, they are almost everyone, everywhere. The schools, the military, the civil service, private sectors, entertainment sector, worship places, markets, neighborhoods. Where do you want to run to? They are the very oxygen you breathe. And the question of whether or not homosexuality can be cured. Well, if it can be cured, then why are we still talking about it now? Why do we still have gay men amongst us? Why do we still have lesbian women amongst us? Why do mothers still give birth to intersex children? Why do people still question their gender expressions? Why haven't our great churches and pastors and sheikhs in Nigeria or spiritualists succeeded successfully in healing and curing anybody of homosexuality or lesbianism? Homosexuality is not the act. Homosexuality is a position of the heart, the capacity and tendency of a mind, of a heart to love a person of the same sex. It's the capacity to be yourself and how you want to be yourself, how God has made you naturally. And if a person wants to spend his or her life challenging this, then it's only up to him or her. But in the end, you can lie to the whole world, but you can't lie to yourself. Nobody has been able to cure homosexuality in the world. And if you have, I challenge you to look in my face and tell me so. Thank you.
Thank you to Nana. That was so revealing. And oh, wow. That's it for this week's episode. Remember, we are still collecting entries for the project Fighting Homophobia with Art in Nigeria. You can submit your art materials, which could be in the form of music, poems, and even drawings. Please note that all submitted materials should be LGBT themed, and you should be able to tell us something about why you've chosen that particular material for the project and what it means for you. It is also recommended that you send your explanations or talk to accompany, you know, your materials, as it is going to be form a part of a podcast series. Please send all materials to info@nostringsng.com, and to find out more about these projects, please visit our website at www.nostringsng.com. Okay, that's it. Don't forget to stay updated with all our news, podcast articles by either liking us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringsng, or follow us on Twitter using twitter.com/nostringsng. And we'll be with you again next week with something interesting, of course. Until then, bye and thanks for listening. I'll leave you now with a beautiful closing song, you know, by Nana Igbo. Surprise, enjoy.
Say a man with me. Say a man.